This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. 4 weeks. That's how long Iran's presidential election campaign lasts. I mean, compare that to the, frankly, years-long race for the White House here in the U.S. Iranians go to the polls on May 19th to choose between the incumbent, Hassan Rouhani, who brokered the nuclear deal with the Obama administration, and his main opponent, Ebrahim Raisi. The result will impact Iranians both in and outside the country. What could it mean for people trying to do business there?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm Lizzie.
I'm Mehdi.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Southern California is home to the largest Persian community outside Iran. So this week in Los Angeles, I stopped by the Atari sandwich shop in LA's Westwood neighborhood to chat with one Iranian-American businessman about the election. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
I'm Mehdi Yanejad. I'm an entrepreneur living in Los Angeles.
Yahyanejad moved to the U.S. about 18 years ago to go to grad school and now runs one of the most important Persian websites in the U.S.
I built the website Balaterin 11 years ago. It's a news aggregator in Persian. It's one of the most popular news destinations outside Iran. It works similar to Reddit or Digg. People post news and vote things ups and down, and it's a community.
How's business?
So we have had ups and downs like any other media website. Of course, we feel the pressure from Facebook, and we are trying to get our audience engaged and not to lose them to Facebook.
Have you seen, in a moment like this, in the run-up to the elections, has your traffic changed?
Yes, actually our traffic has increased within the past few weeks in Iran. Candidates are not allowed to run, have a campaign more than months before the election. So everything picks up right before the election.
What does that mean for you right now? You know, if I were to go on your site and look at what people are talking about, what are they talking about right now?
So right now the focus is Iranian presidential election, and there's a lot of discussions from people living in Iran and people from outside Iran who have opinion about the election inside Iran. Of course, this is an important election because, as you may know, in the past 4 years, Iranian President Rouhani tried to make the nuclear deal work. The question is if Rouhani can get reelected or if a hardliner would take his place.
Where does your traffic come from? You know, the U.S., Iran?
So half of our traffic comes from Iran, people who are posting from Iran about the news in Iran. The other half are Iranian expats living in the U.S. or Europe. Some of them have been here for decades. There are others who are more recent immigrants or refugees who are active on the website.
And for the people who are using it in Iran, how are they getting online?
So the website has been blocked for years in Iran, and people have to use proxies and VPN to get around the censorship and access the website.
Does that make it hard to build a business?
Actually, as an entrepreneur, whether you live in Iran or you live outside Iran and work on issues related to Iran, there are huge challenges, especially online. Internet censorship is a big issue in Iran for web entrepreneurs. There's also government monopolies on pretty much everything in Iran, including telecommunication, that's impacting the business and internet entrepreneurship.
How do you make money?
So we make money from advertising. So there are other websites who want to advertise on our site or businesses, and also Google AdSense. That's our main source of income.
Are they advertisers who are trying to target Iranians or the diaspora?
Actually, we have a number of customers that who are publishers of some sort, either news agencies or human rights organization who want to reach audience in Iran. Since we have a lot of visitors in Iran, of course, this is a useful website for them to post their ads on.
How big is your audience?
Our audience is about 500,000 unique visitors monthly, and this tens of millions of page views a month. Actually, the audience are often people who are influential within Iran. So these are journalists, student activists, even politicians, even members of the government are readers of the website based on the comments they've made, So we know that they go on the website and track what's going on.
When I think about, say, 2009, access to information is obviously so important, not just as a means of doing business for you, but really as a means of communication and for people talking to one another. You have this sort of strange dual mandate where you're a businessman, but you are working in an area that has a much broader purpose in a country like Iran.
Right. In Iran, business and politics are intertwined, and I would say even freedom of information, freedom of knowledge is intertwined with business and politics. My passion is, of course, internet technology, but at the same time, I see that I have to focus on means of getting access.
You know, there's an interesting question. So let's say that things do become more open, right, and more websites can be used. Is there a potential for that to hurt your business? Let's say that suddenly Iranians are using Facebook.
Yes, that could happen. Actually, I think I actually welcome this kind of competition, and I would love that to happen. I think Iranian having more access to information is good for everyone. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
Mehdi Iranishad, thank you so much.
You're welcome.